Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliet Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7300 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk again about livestock futures here this morning. The feeder cattle, triple-digit lows yesterday. The live cattle, mostly lower. Had a couple positive months there. And the hogs are finally positive here yesterday as well.
Well, Dave, it was a wild day yesterday in the cattle complex with positive and negative directions and wide ranges taking place yesterday. The close was mostly negative, but the good news was we was well off the session lows. And as Dave said, there was even a few of the deferred live cattle contracts that closed positive yesterday. So yesterday could have been a much, much worse session than it was, especially by the close of the day. Now, the most active live cattle and feeder cattle contracts did trade yesterday at their lowest level since early June of last year. Now, choice box beef was $2.33 lower yesterday. Select boxes down $2.44. Total movement of 127 loads. The cattle kill was estimated 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $2.84. The lean hogs yesterday traded and closed positive. On the close yesterday, fib cattle 52 cents lower. March feeders down $1.85, and April lean hogs were $2 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures from yesterday. The wheat futures were negative, the corn negative. Soybeans, though, had a pretty impressive day, though.
That's right, Dave. The soybeans and the soybean meal futures were the only commodities that was able to close on a positive note and spent most of the session trading positive yesterday. Now, March KC wheat yesterday made a new contract low. The weekly export inspections yesterday were priced friendly for the corn, neutral to soybeans, and negative for the wheat. There was really no other news going on yesterday to sway our markets. Soybeans seemed to find some technical buying, and they seemed to be on the long side of spreading activity. Overnight trading has been mixed in moderate volume. March KC wheat at the moment down a half a penny. March corn's up a penny and a quarter. March soybeans a penny higher. March cotton down 8 points. March crude oil trading 1 penny higher. We're looking at the March dollar index down 35 cents. And March Dow Jones futures taking a hit today, down 242 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.